This is 251 Now with Kelly Finley, the go-to place for what's happening in our local community. Presented by Bishop State Community College, a great place to start. The businesses you need to know about, local artists to support, restaurants to visit, community leaders making a difference, local topics you and your friends are talking about now.
Good Sunday morning. Welcome to 251 Now with Kelly Finley. I am Kelly Finley, and it's always encouraging to introduce you to some amazing people who call Mobile home. We're keeping with the theme with today's guest, as I do each Sunday. I have my guests introduce themselves, and then I have them, tell us who they're representing when it comes to their organization. But this guest could do 100 push-ups and still have words to talk about all that she does in the community. I love being able to introduce you to such great people. So, good morning.
Good morning.
Please tell everyone who you are.
My name is Ayla Goodson. I wear many hats.
You do.
So, owner of Gemini Studios, which is a cheer, dance, and fitness women's studio. Also, I like to add that it's a mentorship program as well. I am an author of Great Morning Pals, life coach, again, mentor. I just wear many hats. So
you do. And you, not only do you wear them well and beautifully, you give back so much to the community.
Thank you.
That's so, you're welcome. That's so important. When I book my guests, because I like people knowing and meeting people maybe they've seen but didn't get a chance to ask some questions.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're going to take us into your world.
Yes.
All right. So what I do with my guests who are local, I always ask, which high school did you attend?
I went to the John L. LaFleur High School.
Home of the Rattlers,
Home
right?
of the Rattlers. Go Rattlers.
I love doing that. I mean, because people are proud of their high schools,
yes.
Right?
And we're the best high school that, exists. So
Ms. Ava,
past, present,
you know what?
And
it's
future.
Sunday. We want to keep the peace.
I mean, hey, it's I'm just speaking the truth on this good Sunday morning.
Well, clearly, right? You're dropping Sunday knowledge. Clearly, they produce a great product in you.
Yes, thank you.
Let's talk about, let's back up a little bit. So you graduated from LaFleur.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you go to college?
I went to Southern University in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
And is that where you were on the cheer team?
Yes, I started on the all-girls squad. So a little bit of history about my cheer career.
Yes, help
us. I cheered Park League when I was little. I think the next time I cheered was like eighth grade, but I took gymnastics when I was younger. I never liked cheering at all. So when I got to high school, I was in the band.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to college and I knew I did not want to be in Southern's band. Too time consuming. Great band, wonderful band.
Right.
Shout out to the jukebox, but not for me.
Not for you. No,
not
which
for me.
Which instrument did you play?
I played the flute and the French horn.
Okay, so you knew you were not taking those talents to the band.
Not at all.
Okay.
But when I got to Southern, my roommate, she was a cheerleader. So she said, you should try out for the all-girls squad. So I'm like, okay, I can do that. I can still tumble. I can figure it out. Made the squad. Uh-huh. Loved it. The next year, I cheered for the co-ed squad, which was the team that cheers for football season.
Mm-hmm.
So I learned how to stunt with the guys, and I just went from there because I had never did any stunning before. I was just a tumbler.
Well, no, I need you to take me into that world because I'm gonna admit I played softball and basketball, mm-hmm. and I did competitive ice skating.
Ah.
But I don't know what that means. So from a stunting standpoint, are you the one that's up in the air?
Yes, I'm the flyer. So we partner stunting. Co-ed stunning is the guy is the base,
yes.
and the girl, of course, is the flyer.
Okay.
So guys throw you up, catch your feet. You do your stunt, whichever one it is. So it was initially very terrifying because
okay.
you have to think about it. Kids are fearless. When you get to
That's
adulthood,
right.
it's a little bit scarier. So,
wait, so when you're the flyer, what's going through your mind when you're in the air?
He better catch my feet.
So I
don't
fall.
Right?
Or else.
Right.
Okay.
But it's a two-way street because you do have to hold your weight. You have to have really good technique so your body weight isn't so heavy on your base. So just learning to hold your weight, staying tight, because you can be doing different stunts. You could be doing a stretch full, stretch double. You could be doing an arabesque, a lib, or awesome, or whatever.
You're speaking in totally different languages.
Right.
But I know our cheer families,
yes.
men and women, know exactly what you're talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly.
Okay. So you got, I mean, you went from good to great, it sounds like.
I did. I surprised myself. I think I usually do that. I just kind of jump into things and I figure it out and it kind of works for me. So my sophomore year and my junior year, I was on the squad, and my senior year, I was the captain.
Wow.
Right.
Of course you were. I mean, because you had all the time in the world. And I always have my guests lay that out because, you know, again, you're well known in the community for doing so much good and being so positive and motivating, but people don't get a chance to hear your story.
Right.
And hear, you know, where'd she come from? And so that's your foundation.
Right.
Do you pour that same drive into your studio?
I do. I do a lot of cheer clinicians for some of the high schools here. And I think sometimes when you have an expectation and you're really serious about it and people don't have that same expectations of themselves, sometimes it comes off as if you're being really hard. But I learned from my coach. My coach is a great coach, James Smith, and he expected perfection almost. Mm-hmm. And he used to say, you're not good cheerleaders because you're black. You're good cheerleaders because you're good cheerleaders, because it was a, you know, HBCU. So he would always say, you're not a good black cheerleader. You're a good cheerleader. And so you shouldn't, you know, dumb yourself down right. in any way. So he expected perfection, mm-hmm. and that's what I expect too.
Do you find, I know you work with the high schools, but outside of high schools, what's the demographic that you tend to work with?
I tend to work with ladies 18 and up. I don't cap it because I've had ladies attend my class that are, I think the oldest person was 76 that did a pole class.
Wait. She was 76.
Yes, 76.
And you know, you mentioned something, and I think some people blush
mm-hmm.
when we talk about this topic. It is Sunday.
Yes.
And it may be a little risque,
mm-hmm.
but tell me about the pole class.
Okay, so I always tell people, God doesn't care about you pole dancing, because it's a skill. Just like anything else, and I always say pole fitness. I don't really like to say pole dancing unless you're, you know, relating it to maybe the strip club or entertainment of that sort.
But you're doing pole fitness.
Yes.
And what's the common theme of pole fitness? Is it about the core?
Self-confidence. That's what I say. And then from self-confidence, everything else comes. I have so many ladies that come to me come to classes for different reasons, whether it's, you know, they're not feeling like themselves because they're a mom, they're a wife, they're, you know, all that comes before them. Or I have ladies who do it as a career. I have ladies that just want to come. This is their form of fitness. So it's everybody has their different reasons. So I think once you instill that self-confidence, the strength comes because you're going to work harder, because you want to feel good about yourself. You want to look good. The skill comes because, like I said, with the strength, you want to work hard and you want to look good.
And your oldest person was how old?
76. I know. And she was amazing. And I told her, and I said, I'm not kidding. You're doing a really good job. Better than some of the younger people that come to class. So
probably because she's in the stage of her life where she doesn't care what people think.
Not at all.
It's all about getting the most out of every minute.
Mm-hmm. And she wanted to live life. Her husband, I think she told me her husband had passed a few years before. Mm-hmm. And she just wanted to live. She just wanted to enjoy herself the rest of the time she was here. So,
what's the biggest misconception when people hear the two words pole fitness?
They take it to the derogatory aspect of it. And I'm not going to say stripping is a derogatory aspect because people do that for many reasons, whether that be, you know, paying for whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. So
So using those words is more towards the entertainment side.
Right.
You're more focused on the fitness side.
The fitness and the art of it.
Okay.
I think it's a beautiful thing. You can look at it, you know, and it's art. It's art. I usually, if someone asks me to perform, it's at an art show or something that of that nature.
Let me tell you something. I have seen your videos that you've posted, honestly, and they're very tasteful.
Thank you.
Because you were built to do this. Mm-hmm. And your body, when you see her, and of course we'll post pictures on our app, make sure you download the app, the Sound of Mobile. But when you see Ayla, you understand that her body is her business.
Yes.
But you're not just doing this so you look good. You're doing this to me. This is just my opinion. But you're doing this because you're mentoring.
Right.
you know, based on your stance. Mm-hmm. And you're not just saying do this and look a certain way. You're living it.
Right.
It makes a lot of sense.
My body is definitely my brand.
And, yep. And you know, we're going to go to a quick break. But when we come back, can we please talk about the fact that you... You're already laughing. Because before you, I never knew a woman personally who I could talk to, but who went into the body... Is it building? Is that the word?
Yes, we'll call it bodybuilding.
Okay.
Competition.
But the amount of focus, Ayla, the amount of focus that you had to have to do this. I mean, it gave, mm-hmm. again, it gave me a whole new level of appreciation because, you know, I get that people have great genes, but that's just not enough.
Right.
There's more to it.
It's a lot more to it.
When we come back, will you take us into that world?
I will.
Oh, my goodness. Hold on tight. Please hold on tight. We're going to take a quick break. You have been listening to the lovely Ayla Goodson. We're going to talk about, of course, more fitness. Talk about her motivating book and what you need to know if you want an autographed copy.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. Big things are coming her way and yours as well. Quick break. We'll be right back right after this.